The Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group released a report this week comparing Wisconsin's transportation spending to the other 50 states. WISPRG Director Bruce Spate says the spending proposals outlined in a report released by a bipartisan legislative commission on Wednesday are skewed towards new highway construction and ignore the need to repair existing roads and boost funding for public transit.
Wisconsin, despite slow population growth and the fact that we're driving less, is spending 30% of its planned spending on new road capacity, which ranks it 11th of all the states. At the same time, we're 28th in projected population growth. So it's just where our spending seems completely out of whack with what's actually happening in Wisconsin.
But a spokesperson for the Transportation Commission says studies that compare state transportation funding are notoriously inaccurate and don't take into account unique factors that drive road spending in each state. Transportation Commission member Marty Hansen rejected criticisms that too much of the commission's $4.8 billion 10-year spending plan favors new roads.
Our recommendation is not a big highway spending recommendation. It's a recommendation to preserve mobility in the state of Wisconsin at a reasonable cost.
But mass transit advocates like WISPRG are gearing up to lobby the legislature to shift highway spending to road repair and mass transit when the lawmakers start the budget debate next month. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.